KBBS, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM. I'm Brady Safranik. Good morning, and joining me in studio is Laura DeMattis. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
How's everything going today?
It's a beautiful day in Buffalo.
Yes, it is a beautiful day. And we're going to talk about a few different things here this morning. One of them is the Wyoming Freedom Caucus has a town hall and Patriot rally coming up. Tell us a little bit about this.
Well, the Wyoming Freedom Caucus is a group of legislators that have banded together to form this caucus that... Their call to action is to reduce spending and reduce taxes and reduce government overreach in our state. And they want to come and talk about what's coming up in a legislative session in 24, what their plans are for representing us. They are a very fiscally conservative group. And so we're going to have a town hall and a Patriot rally and let them come into Buffalo and tell us what's going on.
Okay. And it looks like a keynote speech by Majority Floor Leader. Is it Chip Nieman or Nyman?
Chip Nyman is the majority floor leader. It'll be a really, he's a really dynamic speaker and very well versed, and it'll be a great day. We've also got some other guest speakers. Mark Jones will be here with Gun Owners of America. We've got Tom Kelly from Wyoming is Right radio show, and we've got Brent Behan with the BCR Voter Initiative, which is the property tax reduction initiative that's going around the state right now. And I do believe we're going to be broadcast live through the Independence Network on that day. So it'll be a really informative, upbeat kind of day. We'll have a lot of people there for people to ask questions, talk.
And this is going to be at R3 Sound Studio?
Yep, it's written R3, but it's R Cubed Sound Studio. And it's at the Triple R Ranch out at Lake DeSmet. And the actual address is 139 Monument Road.
Okay.
And if you just take the exit off of the freeway to get to Lake DeSmet and go right past Lake Stop, it's the big house you see from the freeway with the picket fence and
the long driveway.
That's the one. And I so Jamie Clare is the owner of that, and he owns the R3 Sound Studio. So R Cubed is what he calls it.
I know some people are familiar with it because he has like karaoke nights out there.
Yeah, I'd love to give Jamie a shout out right now because he is doing a wonderful thing for the community. Every Friday and Saturday night, he has converted one of his barns, and it's this massive barn, into a professional soundstage.
It's pretty cool looking. We've been out there to do live broadcast a couple times, actually.
It's incredible. It is a full-on stage with speakers. He's got 6 microphones, drums, guitars, keyboard. he's a professional sound man. I'm not going to get into any more because I don't know exactly what he does, but he's doing free events every Friday and Saturday night.
He even has a hot dog cart out there.
He does free hot dogs. He started serving food every Friday and Saturday night, and it is a fun time. We've gone out there a couple times with our grandkids, and it is a blast.
So how did you guys get hooked up with him to have the event out there?
Or
that the Wyoming Freedom Caucus did.
No, I chose that venue because it's such a it's just a fun atmosphere.
Yeah.
And I want this to be a upbeat Patriot rally. I don't want it to be, you know, we're going to talk about taxes and we're going to talk about government. We're going to make it more of an uplifting experience. So, he's really good with doing that, and the place is going to be decorated. It's going to be just a fun day. But let me finish up on what he's offering to the community, because on Friday nights, I really encourage anybody who has kids on Friday night. He's dedicating it to family night. So all the kids get up there and do karaoke. And it's a professional soundstage, and he coaches them, and they get to get up and really shine up on stage. And then Saturday nights as adults only, and
bring
goes a little bit later.
Beverages.
And he invites musicians to come out and play, and it's a fun time to be had by all.
Yeah,
free entertainment on weekend nights.
So free entertainment.
I give Jamie a lot of kudos for bringing that to the community. It's a great asset.
Absolutely.
R Cube Sound Studio is part of one of the sponsors. The Gun Owners of America is one of the sponsors, and the Republican Women Freedom Alliance are sponsoring this event.
And so this will be Saturday, December 9th, 1 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. What are you hoping that attendees take away from this event?
Hope. A little more confidence in our government and just a uplifting experience. like I said, hope in that we're going to pull out of this and that maybe the powers that be in Cheyenne will stop spending so much money and thinking they need to raise our taxes more, even though they have a large guess of billions of dollars in the coffers. So,
speaking of raising taxes, one of the other things we are going to chat a little bit about is a petition that's going around that has something to do with property taxes.
Yes, it's a ballot initiative that was started, back a year ago. This process takes a long time. It's very intricate, very convoluted, and very specific as far as the process to get a ballot initiative on the state. And it's quite a privilege for any state to have a ballot initiative and the citizens to be able to do this, because a handful of states have this in their state constitution. And what a ballot initiative is, it is truly a people's choice. It is a process where you put together a statute or a bill that you would like to be voted into law, and it has to be vetted and scrutinized and approved and processed through the Secretary of State's office. So it's not something that's just thrown together by a group of citizens and we're trying to get taxes reduced. This is something that the Secretary of State's office is in charge of. It's part of their job description. So it's been through that process, and now we have the petitions. And there is numbers involved in this that are beyond what I have in front of me here. But sure. Basically, we have to have a certain percentage of the registered voters in Wyoming to sign this petition in every county. So it's a percentage of the voters who voted in the last general election in every county.
Okay.
If we meet those numbers by our deadline, and we'd like to get it done before the session starts next in 24, so that it can go on the ballot in August of 24, which means if we get the signatures, it goes on the ballot and it gets voted in by the citizens. So it bypasses the legislative process, so they can't put it in a drawer and ignore it. It can't be amended. The Speaker of the House can't slip it into a committee that's going to kill it.
And so what exactly does it say?
Well, one other thing it does is it also bypasses the governor's veto. So it goes directly on the ballot as written.
Gotcha.
And this particular ballot states that the market value of your home, the assessed value of your home, will be cut in half. And then your taxes will be, property taxes will be calculated off of that. And it's just one piece in a bigger puzzle to try to get long-term fix on our property taxes. But this would be a very significant reduction in property taxes for every homeowner on their residential property.
And I think anyone who owns property in Johnson County knows how much they've went up over the past few years.
Johnson County property taxes went up last year alone an average of 38%.
Yeah, mine went up about 40%.
Right, and statewide they went up 28%. And that trend, it's a huge jump. And that trend is projected to continue over the next 3 or 4 years. And unfortunately, our legislators last year in 23 and this year in 23 put forth over 16 bills to do something with property taxes, reduce them, cap them, acquisition value, something to do a long-term fix on property values. And the Conservative Freedom Caucus members did not have enough members in the legislative process on the floor to actually overcome the other legislators who are not as fiscally conservative and don't typically vote on a conservative ticket. So they tried really hard and couldn't manage it, just because they didn't have the numbers that they needed to get these bills passed. So I know that they have a lot of plans coming up for this next session to try to do something about property taxes. So this was a people's initiative that was put forth by a group of citizens that want to just help that process along.
I'd appreciate
and give the
that help.
Citizens a vote in the matter. Yeah,
I'd like
so,
to see my property taxes come back down.
Absolutely. And a lot of people are concerned that if we reduce property taxes by 50%, that we're going to lose a lot of city services. I mean, there's a lot of people out there saying, oh my God, the kids won't get school, the roads are going to go to hell, you know, that we just won't be able to fund all this. And that's kind of a It is a misnomer, because the budgets are set to go up and projected to go up every year. So the school budget is set by statute. So the school funding goes up every single year by law. And every budget is set to increase by over 2 to 3% next year, even with a 50% cut in property taxes. Because property taxes are very small, and this government finances are the most convoluted thing I've ever seen, because the money comes from so many sources and is categorized within those sources, and then it's dispersed in a different way, and it's very hard to track the money. But the truth of the matter is that their budgets will be increased every year regardless of this property tax cut, and the people who will benefit from it most, obviously, are the property owners and citizens of Wyoming. And property taxes have increased, or our tax burden has increased over the last 3 to 4 years, 87%.
Wow.
And our school is budgeted this year, schools in Wyoming, the budget is $1.2 billion. Let me make sure I've got that right. $1.9 billion, and we have 348 schools. Do the math. We have one of the highest per student per capita cost in the whole United States. So, and the property tax 50% reduction is literally a minuscule, minute amount of the total budget. It's less than $200 million, and we're talking about $2 billion.
And I don't think most people would disagree with the fact that, you know, of course we need some taxes, right? You mentioned some of the local things that get paid for with that, but we just want them to be fair, right? Like, you should pay taxes based on what you paid for your property, what, rather than what they tell you it's worth and then keep jacking up that.
Well, that's the tax base. And a lot of these legislators in the Freedom Caucus are talking about an acquisition value is what that's called, acquisition value. And they tried to get that through, as I said, this year, and it didn't happen because it got voted down. And they'll probably be bringing that back up again, because it's a long-term fix. And that is one of the reasons that a lot of people's property taxes have gone up so much, because there's such an influx of growth in Wyoming in general. Yep. But there's several counties that have just, like Johnson County, Sheridan County, Jackson, that have seen such growth come in, and people building these $1 to $2 million homes, because housing has just gone up so much.
Yeah.
That if you're in that tax district and you live in your, and I've had several friends who have this situation themselves. Myself, I live out in the county, and my tax district includes some of those huge ranches and larger homes that people are building now on small acreage. And it has affected my property taxes to the tune of 30%. I have other friends who live in town who have owned their homes for 40 years. They're on a fixed income, they're retired, and their property taxes, if they continue the projections of where we're headed right now, are going to go up 30, 40, 50%. Every year for the next 3 or 4 years.
And that, for some of those people on fixed incomes, that could price you right out of your home.
That's a huge concern that it seems that some of our legislators aren't even looking at, is that it would cost. We had such a largesse of money last year in our budget. It was $2 billion. That, and this is a far-fetched concept, but it's been done in other states. The state of Wyoming could have given every property owner a tax holiday last year on their property taxes and not skipped a beat with the money that we had, and it would have really helped a lot of people. But instead of wanting to forgive a person of, say, $1,000 on their property taxes, we would apparently they would rather push them out of their homes and force them into some kind of an assisted living or a senior center or
which
something.
Which also isn't cheap.
Well, it's also subsidized by the taxpayers. So would you rather give someone $1,000 to cover their property taxes or spend $67,000 a year subsidizing their care in assisted living home? The numbers just don't add up when you start to get into the minutiae of the cost and how much money the state of Wyoming does have. And so the city services and the education and everything that people are saying, oh, no, the sky is falling, we won't have it if we reduce these property taxes, is simply not true. As I said earlier, their budgets increase every year by law. And it's not just funded by property taxes. So the sales taxes are going up. The mineral taxation is going up because natural gas is coming back. And There's a lot of moving parts, but to say that we won't have those services is kind of skewing the whole truth of the matter. It's not a matter of losing services. It's a matter of not spending so much money.
And if people wanted to put their name on that petition, how can they go about that?
Well, it's circulating around town. There are some, there's several, I've got about 15 people out there with petitions that'll be coming to your door, or it will, you know, showing up in different public places. Okay. There, the petitions, I do have petitions in these locations. The Bighorn Co-op has got one. You can pop in and sign it there. Cornerstone Pharmacy has one. Mr. Todd's Barbershop, he's getting a lot of signatures. Love Todd. the Wild Rose Tea House, and in KC, the KC General Store, you can pop in. Okay. And the Invasion Bar will have a petition by the end of the week. And we will be at the library. And I do think that the times at the library will be Wednesdays from 4 to 6 and Thursdays from 11 to 1. So any of those places at any time during business hours, you could pop in and sign that petition. So I would encourage you all to do it. And we'll have some information. And if you have questions about this, Brent BM will be at this town hall on December 9th.
Okay.
And he'll have just a few minutes to talk about this, but he and the troops will be there. If you have any questions about it or concerns or would like to sign the petition there, we would encourage everyone to come on December 9th out to the Triple R Ranch at the lake and have a fun afternoon.
Excellent. Again, Saturday, December 9th, 1 to 4 o'clock at R-Cube Sound Studio at the Triple R Ranch. If you want the address, it's 139 Monument Road in Buffalo. So if you're going out to Lake Desmet, you take exit 51 there. When you get on Monument Road, just stay on it. Don't turn to go to the lake stop. Just keep going. And it's, what, first or second house you come across down there?
Yeah.
Big
you
house,
can't
long
miss it.
Driveway.
You can't miss it. Yeah, it's the tree-lined white picket fence driveway.
Yep. All right. Did we cover everything today? Anything else that we missed that you want to mention?
I don't think so. Okay. Show up on December 9th. Like I said, it'll be a fun afternoon. A lot of patriots, a lot of good information. And our intent is for everyone to walk away feeling uplifted about the upcoming session and where Wyoming is headed. If we can get, you know, a little curb on the spending and get our property taxes down. And the Freedom Caucus will be taking questions. So if you have questions about what's going on and you want to talk to one of them or ask questions, please come out. They will be. It'll be a back and forth question. It's not going to be them just cramming information down us.
Sure. All right. Talking with Laura DeMattis. Laura, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thanks, Brady.
And everybody keep those radio dials right here. KBBS.